Less than 2 years after the last election, Israelis are preparing for a new campaign. Later this month, Israel's two largest parties, the rightist Likud and the center-left Labor Party, will hold primaries to choose their candidates for January's parliamentary election. Likud is favored to remain in power. What's not known is who will be leading the party at election time, the current Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, or the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israelis are showing little enthusiasm for a new election campaign. Palestinian attacks continue, and unemployment in Israel tops 10%. Israelis are also worried about a possible Iraqi strike against Israel in the event of a U.S. invasion of Iraq. But at the end of January, they will go to the polls to choose a new prime minister and a new Knesset. The early elections come after Prime Minister Ariel Sharon dissolved the government when the center-left Labor Party, Sharon's chief coalition partner, pulled out of the government over the issue of increased government funding for Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Before the election, the parties must hold primaries to choose their candidates for prime minister. Political analysts agree the Labor candidate is likely to be Amram Mitzna, the mayor of Haifa and a former general who advocates an immediate return to negotiations with the Palestinians. In the Likud party, polls show Sharon with a small lead over Netanyahu. Reuven Chazan is a political science professor at Hebrew University.
It's a 50-50 call right now. Every time Ariel Sharon does something decisive, like calling for early elections because he won't be blackmailed by the small parties, his popularity goes up. Can he sustain this until the 28th of the month? Will Netanyahu let him sustain this and not attack him? All of this is a day-to-day event.
When the elections are held in January, Israelis will return to the old electoral system. That means that instead of casting one vote for prime minister and a second ballot for a party in the 120-seat Knesset, voters choose only a party. The party with the largest number of votes is given the first chance to form a governing coalition. Chazan says the return to this system is likely to mean the large parties like Labor and Likud will have more power in this Knesset.
The Israeli voter is going to have to change the way they vote. They cannot choose a prime minister and then decide who the partner for a coalition will be. They'll have to make a list of priorities. So, for example, if you're right-wing and religious, you could have voted both ways before. Now you have to decide.
Chaim Shibi, a political commentator for Israel's largest circulation daily, Yediot Ahronot, says the Likud could double its strength from the 19 seats it currently holds. Shibi says that all recent elections in Israel have been fought over security issues, such as the future of the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. But he says this time is likely to be different.
The issue of unemployment, the issue of stability of this economy is as important as security at this point and might even turn to be the main issue of the campaign if they will have a few weeks of quiet.
Shibi says the last few days before an election often prove decisive, and a large Palestinian terrorist attack could swing the Israeli public even further to the right. But he says he doubts Labor can win in any case.
I don't see how they can stop the trend towards the right. This is an ongoing trend. It was caused by the Palestinian campaign, the terror campaign against Israel. And the result was that people who were deliberating were at the center of the map. On one side, giving peace a chance. On the other side, worrying about what will it cost. They are moving to the right.
Both Sharon and Netanyahu say they will invite Labor to rejoin the government after the elections. Polls show that's what the public wants. But political analysts say that if he is elected, Netanyahu is likely to offer a hard-line political platform that Labor could find hard to accept. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.